you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. And if you were in a garage across from a neighbor's garage, you're fired. Listen, I'm just saying. I don't think Fox 6 News or Fox 6 Local
did their due diligence
with that one. I don't.
You're not supposed to see anything.
Yeah,
like, that could pinpoint who you are, where you are.
Give some.
If you're being anonymous,
somebody been over that person's house.
Yeah, and yeah,
it's a garbage truck running through there, a recycling truck running through there today.
I think they were on the south side of Milwaukee. I ain't gonna lie
to you.
Yeah.
The alley was real clean.
Yeah. Not only that.
Okay, what else?
But even though
the garage didn't look dilapidated.
Even though they disguised the person's voice, right? Mm-hmm. There's a certain way that we all talk, right? Everybody mm-hmm. has their own distinct
vernacular.
So I believe the person was from the island of. Okay, I'm going to leave it alone.
Yes.
But
I get it.
They were non-ethnic.
Mm. Okay.
In their tone.
All I know is whoever it is, you fired.
Yeah. You played yourself on that one.
Yeah. You're like, how?
You let them talk you into
you
the
sitting
interview,
in your garage.
And you sitting in your garage.
And we looking at the garage right and we across.
We can outrage him. We've already halfway located you because you on the south side.
Yeah, like.
Right.
That was a, I don't know. True Nation. Am I the only one that picked that up? Like, you know what? Yeah, that wasn't, you know, that wasn't. Laurent Taylor on their YouTube said, and you knew dude wasn't black because they didn't show his picture right away.
Well.
Oh, talking about the one that did it, the Macy's. I read.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh.
And that was crazy.
Yeah.
So that part. And as it relates to the actual story, LaRon Taylor said, I can hear her getting her butt kicked in the background.
Yeah.
What else do you need to hear?
Well, that is so true.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
think about this. You had the person from Life Alert or whatever her little pin thing mm-hmm. is that mm-hmm. she pushed.
Yep.
Call in themselves.
Right.
They were talking to her. And the lady asked her, what else do you need?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, it's just, to me, it's ridiculous. If you get one of those people to call, then you need to go check, and it needs to be a priority.
Right.
Because clearly they have that around
their neck. That's why they tell you to get them.
That's right. That's why they have it around their neck. Go check. It's still outrageous to me. It's outrageous.
It is. Sir Chauncey said, oh, wow. What a hideous and despicable act he committed. Then he had the audacity to infer that it was the alcohol in conjunction with the fact that he was inebriated that caused him to just flip. Will D9 said, good morning. Not sure if he said he heard what was going there. If so, why didn't he call the supervisor? Right. Like, it was just too much.
A lot.
Yeah, it was
he
too
was
much.
Saying was that he would have elevated it to his supervisor, but I don't understand why when you hear something like that or
right.
when you get a call like that, why it's just not automatically elevated for somebody to go out and check on it.
It could only be a higher spirit that allowed her to actually even call
herself.
Bailey, I have the criminal complaint on that, and the extent of her injuries and the way that he beat her.
Yeah.
Like, see.
And she, y'all don't know. Somebody that's 99, mm-hmm. you know, just something small in that interaction.
Yeah. Like, they can fall.
Could have taken her right out.
They could fall and create
an
internal bleed somewhere.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
Break bones and all of that.
Oh,
and it could be.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, definitely be life threatening for
him
real.
Kicking in the door.
Yeah.
Could have been, you know, I mean, just think about it. People are fragile anyway.
But you
get to 99.
Yeah, I'm just not going to read that. I can't even read any excerpts from that criminal complaint, in my opinion, because the way he beat her was so brutal. It was so brutal. And you'd be crying.
You know what?
I feel the same way about the seven-month-old, the way like that woman
I feel like the people
did that baby.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have to talk about that, too.
Yeah.
I feel like those people should be definitely not getting any pay while they're off right now.
Right.
And they should be, there should be some type of suspension or, and with along with some retraining if they want to come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just
yeah. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, because, you know, just passing that. And like I say, I don't say that nobody is important. Everybody is. But, you know, this woman, 99. You know what I'm saying? And it was coming from Life Alert.
Yeah.
You know, that, that part. Like, it's like, why do you have these things?
Right.
You know?
Right.
JDC 72 on our YouTube said, I had someone make a fake 911 call on me. They came right away. Crazy.
Yeah. See?
LaRon Taylor says, so somebody told dispatchers that if they send a squad to a non-emergency 911 call that they are in trouble. That's why they need supervisory approval. Wow.
Yeah.
So, it's a crap game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crap shoot.
So, that is, again, I heard all of the things that would have let me know that it was an emergency.
But did you see, you notice the way they dialed back that last week it was 3 hours. It took them 3 hours.
Right.
And then, now it's 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Like, oh, that's better.
So who was right. So who was in there going, it was only 2.5 hours. So it wasn't 3 hours.
Why are they saying it was three?
It's not three. The correct answer is 2.5. Like, that makes it any better.
Yeah.
Like, they shouldn't have been there in 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes or less, right?
Yeah. We have,
that's crazy.
We have Millicent on the True Talk text lines, 833-212-1017. Great morning. We love you. We appreciate you, Millicent. What's your truth?
Good morning. Good morning. First, did you get me an autograph from David Hollister?
You know what? He was in the midst of partaking in a beverage, so no,
Okay.
He had the beverage.
I'll let you off this track.
And he smokes cigars, and I don't smoke, so, you know.
I don't like him no more. I didn't know he smoked cigars. No, okay. Hey, but this one thing that I'm questioning is, why do the dispatchers get in trouble if they send a squad to a non-emergency?
I'm not sure.
I don't like that because my tax dollars pay these police to do whatever we tell them to do.
Exactly.
And I think that's where the divide is coming. The police now think they running something when we should be running them.
Exactly.
You live off of us. And if they're getting in trouble for doing a 911 call comes in, and then they get there and it's a fake call, and the dispatcher is getting in trouble, that's a problem that we need to talk to the people at that police commission.
Yeah.
Because they shouldn't be getting in trouble for taking the call. And then sending somebody. If I call them and say, hey, I have an emergency, someone's been shot, and then they get there and my cat is up a tree, you can't be mad at the dispatcher.
Right.
I'm confused with that one. That part is a little bit confusing. What happened totally is bad, but that part is a little messed up. If they can't just call a squad and make a squad go where it needs to go, or the fire department, that's another problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem, because that means somebody is saying, oh, we can't, you don't waste our time, but you're on my time getting paid.
Yeah.
That's confusing to me. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But that's true.
That's very true.
On our YouTube page, again, while you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe, a.k.a. hit that bell. And we have Sayer, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Let's see. Jocelyn Walton said there definitely needs to be some training on how to handle these calls. LaRon Taylor said, when I lived in a certain suburb whose initials RH, if you call 911, they were there in less than 5 minutes. Could that be River Hills?
Could be. And guess what?
What?
They got time for you over at River Hills. They got time. Hey, listen. Out in Brookfield, they got time for you. You want to come out there and clown? They got time. They'll pull right up on you. You think you doing something?
Yeah.
They'll pull right up on you, let you know, hey, we got you.
Pull up on me.
Okay.
Will D9 said that if someone has a life alter, does their information.
A life alert.
Well, he said alter.
Oh, okay.
I read what I see.
Okay, he did. That was probably a typo.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Stars, if it was on my platform. but does their information appear when they make a call? If that's the case, seeing her age, why not send someone to check on her regardless of the situation?
I don't know, but it sounds like she had one that had a third party call in, right, for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they would have known her age.
Yeah, the life alert. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So LaRon Taylor said, because it costs a lot of money and takes resources from calls that could be emergencies. That's why I guess to reply to Millicent saying.
Y'all also remember, we do only have a couple police officers out there.
Bailey, we got to take care of
some bills. Short. Am I lying?
No.
All right.
Order in the studio.
We fighting
Bailey.
For cops. We need more.
Take us a break, baby. Take us a break.
We'll be back. It's Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Home blow. It's National Sandwich Month. The perfect time to celebrate what Cousin Subs does best. Great sandwiches. Since 1972, we've been making subs with fresh baked bread, sliced meats and cheeses, and ingredients prepared fresh when you order. Whether you're craving a classic favorite, something grilled to order, or a deli fresh creation, there's a Cousin Sub made for every taste. Celebrate National Sandwich Month with a sandwich made the way it should be. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Bailey, welcome black, but you... I'm telling you, this is how diehard cousins I am. After enjoying roasted corn, and that's what I enjoyed the most at Bronzeville Arts and Cultural Festival, I ended up getting some cousin subs later. Like, yeah, I got my club sub, and I got me one of the strawberry shakes.
Oh.
And this is no cap. This is real. But that's how much I rock with it. And then Cheryl ordered a cheesesteak.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We did that. Oh, and I had some broccoli and cheddar, you know, soup. Yeah.
Wow.
All the things.
All the things.
All the things. We got Al MKE on our True Talk text line, 833-212-1017. Great morning, Al. Love you. Appreciate you. What's your truth?
My truth is, you know, sometimes when people is at work and they getting high and they doing some good dope, sometimes they don't like interruptions because it drags their feet. And, you know, sometimes when you a good junkie and you at work, sometimes you'll be kind of less concerning about what's going on. Did anybody see if she was at work doing her some good dope? Because, you know, we don't really got good junkies around here no more.
Okay.
Hmm?
What's a good junkie?
You know, like because you know, I used to work at the post office many years ago, and you had some real good dope. You know, had some real good junkies down there. They go to work every day, but they're very, they're not too attentive to everything that's going on.
Okay.
So you never know. She could have did her some, you know, some Williams whiskey. She could have drunk some Parmesan. She could have went in the bathroom, did a couple of lines. She could have did some fentanyl. She could have did some herring, because you know when they do herring, they mouth move like tranquilizers.
He said herring.
Like they can't. Yeah, heroin. You know, they're doing some good heroin. Yeah, you know, they lips be moving. So maybe she was frustrated because they was effing with her high.
Wow.
Because y'all know that when them good junkies be at work doing that good dope, you know, they'll do their job, but they're just they're kind of careless. So maybe she was high. Or maybe she had a couple of shots of Parmesan and said, F that 99-year-old.
Mm.
Wow.
Because you know with junkies, you don't mess with their high.
Because
you mess with their high, they get sober real quick until you leave, and then they go searching through the garbage can and the concrete looking for some more dough. You think she was getting high at work? Because it did take 3 hours, and it is in cut. Hey, maybe she hit some meth or did some angel dust, some angel D or something.
Well, there was two of them, wasn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, two of them. Yep.
There was two of them.
Well, maybe they was getting high together, and they probably was arguing over who did too much dope.
Could be.
because they said it took 3 hours, and she didn't want to call nobody.
Okay, they said 2.5. They've now dialed back the number. So, they called her several times,
right?
Huh?
Yep.
They called her. Okay, yeah. Was it two women or was it a man and woman?
We don't know.
We don't know.
It's just two.
Okay, well, the other scenario is either they was getting high and acid, or they could be dyking. But I think they was getting high and doing some good dope.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. Y'all have yourself a good one.
You
Bye-bye.
Have a good day yeah. too.
Yep. You know, I know we have to prepare for the unexpected, but yeah.
He got us.
But the views and opinions expressed by the callers does not reflect that of Milwaukee Black Media
or
and
us.
The Truth 101.7 FM and
any of
Truth
us.
In the Morning. Yeah, so I'm covering us all.
Out there.
Yeah, I covered us all. Put us all up under the umbrella.
Right.
Like, yeah. When it rains, we'll all get wet and be like, with an umbrella.
Yeah.
You know, so, but,
So
that part. I can't speculate. And I won't any further because, again, I need to see the receipts.
Right.
You know, if they end up getting charged with, you know, not doing the right thing, then I'll know.
Right.
But other than that, everything right now is just speculation.
Right.
What it was. We did hear.
Uh-huh.
You know, this, what, in my opinion, was inappropriate interaction was like it should have been taken with more, you know, sincerity and, like, concern.
Right.
It didn't sound like it was, you know, very concerning.
Yeah.
They wanted all this other information. It's like, I can hear her. They sound like, right. You know, you want to hear her?
Right.
You know, she's getting her ass kicked.
Yeah. Basically.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not enough.
Do you understand what that means?
Right. Because, again, and especially with the amount of DV that we've been having and the ones that have become deadly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, again, it should absolutely, in my opinion, be a priority call.
Exactly.
It should be a priority call. It shouldn't
it should not be
any speculation on it.
Yeah, like, nope, none whatsoever.
Nope, let's go deal with this situation.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say, like I say, I don't know if there's a lot of life alert abuse. I just don't think that it is.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So I don't know the statistics, but I don't think so either, though. I would think that, you know, when they pushing them buttons.
Right.
You know, that they need help.
You know. This
is that's, you know, just my thought. Waukesha, you wanted to talk about
Waukesha. I just wanted to touch on this. You know, we all heard about the thing that happened at Myers in Waukesha.
Where law enforcement ended up shooting someone.
Right, right.
Who allegedly had a knife.
And was trying to hold, they had a hostage, allegedly, right? I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention that, number one, they haven't named the person.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand they're in a hospital or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if that was you, Homer Blow?
Yeah, yeah, I'd be right there. even though I would be like, I might be like this.
Yes.
I would be darker, and I'm already dark.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Gotcha.
My picture would have been darker, like, uh-huh, to make me more scarier.
Right.
And like, right, see, he's an evil person.
Right, right.
We had to do what we had to do.
Right. And you would be charged. It, yeah, didn't matter if you were unconscious,
yeah,
in the hospital with the
to
whole.
A bed. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you definitely would be handcuffed.
24
to the
hour,
bed.
You know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Watch guard.
Person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Not to say that he don't have a guard.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's not handcuffed to bed.
Yeah.
But you would definitely, without question,
mm-hmm,
be named, picture posted, everybody would know. It would be out there in these streets.
I haven't seen where they said they've charged him yet.
Right. They haven't even done that.
That's the slippery slope.
Right.
Yeah, in my opinion. Because,
right,
just like a lot of news stations and,
uh-huh,
whatnot,
uh-huh,
and in media in general,
right,
if they haven't charged a person yet,
right,
then they don't normally release the name.
Right, but I'm saying you would have been charged.
But I would have
already
been charged, and they,
yes,
would have had a name.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, legendary, huh?
Okay.
Okay,
well,
legendary.
He's a legend for other reasons.
Right.
Dun, 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 dun.
Right, absolutely. Convict.
Exactly.
I'm locked up.
Okay.
Let me out.
In the hospital, locked up.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm, they would have done all of that.
Yep, yep.
But not this guy.
Yeah. And I'm saying, like, I'm just wondering why all the things, as you would say, you know, didn't happen. Like, you would have seen my face being rolled out on the gurney.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
Oh, yeah, that's Blow.
But remember, they said they knew this guy.
Right. They
law enforcement is familiar with this gentleman.
And I'm also wondering why, because of that, one of the first things that a lot of TV media will do,
mm-hmm,
is order his prior interaction with law enforcement and be like, yeah, the man, he was X amount of years old, and they'd read all the,
right,
things, but probably wouldn't just say his name.
Right, exactly.
But they'd have all the other information and some of the other interactions. Because Corey Ruiz, they had all his stuff, all of his prior stuff and interactions with law enforcement and everything.
Right.
That came out quick.
Right.
They put up all criminal complaints and,
right,
all of that stuff. So,
right,
again, it's you already know what it is.
Yeah.
And I think Truth Nation knows what it is. So how do we get around it, though?
Well, we could go up in there with our cameras. Do we have cameras? Well, we have some cameras.
Yeah.
And we could just go up in there as reporters and be like, we need to name him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you who is going to be named soon and very soon.
Who?
The anonymous reporter from the garage. He or she is going to be named soon and very soon. He is going to CHRO,
yeah,
soon and very soon.
You know what?
He
know
is
what's
going.
And that's the truth.
I'll tell you what's really going to happen.
What?
They're going to start calling people in the HR office, and they're going to start grilling people.
Yeah, they're going to show them the video.
They're going to show them. Is that you?
Is that such and such?
Is that you?
That's, yeah, ain't that.
Is that you? And somebody going to crack.
Somebody going to anonymously tell them who it is.
Yeah.
We got to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7. FM The Truth. We're broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue.
When we come back, we're going to talk about that mother.
Mackenzie Critton.
Yeah, that's charged with the suffocation death of her 7-month-old.
That is another criminal complaint that I read on my Keeping It Real, the Next Level platform,
uh-huh,
that I would not read here because I was crying reading it. it is so heartbreaking and it's a traumatic read. It's very like, but in my opinion, a lot of people failed that 7-month-old baby girl. But we got to take care of some bills.
We're going to talk about that when we come back, y'all, because we need to.
Absolutely. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Helmer Blow and yours truly, Bailey Coleman, for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Now, each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson that they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and yours truly, Bailey Coleman. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, Truth in the Morning. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And before we go into the Milwaukee mother charge for the death of her 7-month-old baby girl, got a message saying that they send the police, if you call 911, they send the police immediately to fake swatting calls that are anonymous. Mm-hmm. They ain't even saying who they are. They just doing, it's a fake swatting call. Mm-hmm. And so they said, this is unacceptable and normal for them. And they said, as in police.
Wow.
Like, so those calls, they'll take them for a anonymous swatting call.
Uh-huh.
But, and they there. Mm. So that, you know what, we probably do have to get another visit from the chief, who was out and about. He was at Black Arts Fest, MKE. Shout out to MPD Police Chief Jeffrey Norman. Mm-hmm. We'll probably have to get him back in and ask him some of these things about, because, you know, we've had a few things that we got questions about how does this part work?
Right.
Like the swearing, you know, using curse words, you know, like, is that against the policy? Because I haven't seen too many arrests that I haven't heard them doing that, even on body cam. It's like, they don't care. Dash cam, it don't matter. Get them! They're like, oh, okay, all right. What happened to just get on the ground?
Yeah,
get on the ground. You can just say it more aggressively, but, you know.
Thank God.
Calling me names.
If it's in them, it's going to come out when they ain't a pressure.
Calling
situation.
Me names, you know, that could invoke me to call you a name black.
Ooh.
You'd be like,
nothing, no, name no. back.
You're like, you? You know what I'm saying?
That could get you shot.
But I'm just saying. But you'd be so
if nothing less,
frustrated.
Tased.
Yeah, but so upset and frustrated. Be like,
right.
CeeLo Green, let's say that. You know? I want to say, you, Anna.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. You'll probably die if you try that. So don't try that.
Don't try that.
But I just...
Just be quiet. Do what they tell you to do.
If it makes you feel a certain kind of way.
Yeah. I can understand, too. But you know what? At the same time, just
yeah.
The goal is to go home.
All right. So now this person, Mackenzie Critton.
Yeah.
Looks different. So we're going to play the YouTube. We're going to play the clip on our YouTube and Facebook Live page. All at 101.7 The Truth. So make sure you follow and like on Facebook. And like and subscribe. Hit the bell on YouTube. But this is a story about 7-month-old death charges from the mother of the 7-month-old girl, Mackenzie Critton. All right, Xavier, you got that clip for us?
All right. It's a system designed to answer every call for help. But when a 99-year-old woman needed help recently and call takers could hear her being physically threatened.
That's when we played that clip. All right. We're going to get it right. But yeah, so hopefully other people won't have to go through that travesty. But that person that was in that garage going to get fired.
Yeah. For that way, yeah.
Yeah, and they can't even try to say, oh, they done it because, no. I'm sure that there's a policy. That's why you tried to do it anonymously.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you was talking about in-house business,
mm-hmm.
outside the house, literally outside the house.
Literally.
She was literally outside of the house. Because, you know, those voice morphing, they can make a woman sound like a man, you know, with the muffled sound.
Right.
And then they can make a man sound like a woman to throw people off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But sometimes it's a man that's talking and it sounds like a man, just a garbage.
Relax. It's Steinhoff.
Yeah, we're going to get that commercial out of the way. And then
So, just to give everybody some background while we wait. Oh, there we go. We ready?
Yeah, we ready now.
Okay.
See how we do this?
Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
Old child. Prosecutors charged the baby girl's mother with child abuse causing death. According to the criminal complaint, Mackenzie Critton told investigators she was frustrated with the child crying and pressed the baby's face against her body until the infant stopped breathing. The complaint also says Critton admitted to similar behavior before and says relatives saw it happen.
And
that's it?
Yeah, but baby.
Let's retire.
This criminal complaint, I think it'll make some of the strongest people, if you have tear ducts, cry or get emotional at the very least.
Okay.
The amount of abuse with what you heard them say, that she smothers, this was her way of, in the criminal complaint, of whenever the baby cried, that's how she would make the baby stop crying. She would hold the 7-month-old girl, and this was before the girl was 7 months. You know, throughout, you know, she would hold her against her breast and smother her and hold her tight until she started turning blue. And then she would sit the child down and hope that the baby wakes up. This was her pattern of practice. She would do that. And then she was so shocked that the baby didn't wake up this time. Because normally she eventually ends up waking up from being smothered and turning blue. So this
time
she turned blue.
And didn't wake up.
Body was cold to the touch. They had to, you know, they were able to, they worked on her at the house for a long time and was able to get a faint pulse. But by the time they went to the hospital and they tried to work on her.
So was it the family that worked on her? What happened?
No, it was paramedics. Because that was the first time that the police were called. If you heard in that, they were saying that she's done this several times, but there was never a call. And there were people that resided there, and even the father, and they would see this.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they, you know, tried to revive the baby or whatever they may have done, no one ever called the police. And that's why I say, and I stand on that, they failed that 7-month-old girl.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's one thing to do CPR if you're, you know, trying to help revive the baby. But where's the call? If you know that this is a pattern of practice, she said and admitted that family members knew. You get what I'm saying? They've witnessed this over weeks. And so I'm saying my thing with that is if you have.
Right. Why
not call, you know, if you know, like, so whether she has mental health issues, whatever the case may be. And I'm not saying that she's been diagnosed with that. But I'm saying, when were you going to call an ambulance?
Yes.
When were you going to call the police?
I mean, here's the thing. If you see that and you're a family member, or you're close, you're around, the
close
least,
friend. Yeah,
the least you could do is save them both and get the baby from her.
Right.
And let her know, you can't be doing that. We're not doing this. And
right.
You know what
she
I mean?
She should have never had possession, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And like I say, I know some of y'all.
I would sneak call CPS. I ain't going to lie to you.
I wouldn't sneak call. I would just call. You get what I'm
saying?
Well,
but I'm saying, if you live there or something like that, I don't just place the phone call.
Yeah.
Because you can't, that baby, that's, well, as you can see, that is what ended that child's life. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so you think that she's not doing any harm?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Well,
LaRon, we started out with some great news. We talked about the fact that Larry Sanders, former Milwaukee Bucks player, coming black, doing what he's doing for the community here. We also talked about the Black Arts Fest MKE and how amazing that was. We also talked about the Bronzeville Arts and Cultural Festival that took place. And, of course, it's Bronzeville Week, and there's many things going on throughout the week. So, yeah, we started out with a lot of great things. But, again, we cannot deny these unfortunate, horrific situations that are going on as well. And we can't not update people on reports that we talked about and after getting more information. So that's just my stance on it, you know.
YouTube.
I tell people, you know, I can't wait for the day they don't give us any negative news to talk about. I'd love to not have to hear that three people were shot over the weekend.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or yesterday. You're going to say somewhere. Yeah.
That's a low number.
If you add the other days. And, you know, you remember the money amount. We'd love to. So our community has to really come together so we can provide nothing but great news.
Right.
Because I'd love to.
Yeah.
But I can't not think about the families that are victims from the victims that may have been affected by this violence. Mm-hmm. I don't want nobody to say, yeah, you know, that was my such and such, and ain't nobody talking about it. Because some of y'all don't understand. We get a lot of that, too. Ain't nobody talking about my daughter, that ain't nobody talking about my son. You should see the news reports, too, where they always get on the news when they finally do and be like, but nobody's talking about this. Nobody's talking about Nolan. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, again, we don't want to. Trust me. That's not just, I just can't wait to talk about negative stuff and
right.
shootings
you
and killings.
You know what? When we weren't covering some of the bad stories, then we got, y'all don't talk about what's really going on.
Right. So
it's got to be a happy medium. We
absolutely.
Do. Take the time to report and talk about things that are positive.
When we lose a 7-month-old baby girl and, you know, we don't talk about it and then let y'all give y'all truth on how these things could have been prevented, that's why we always want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear, what is the solution? What do we need to do?
Mm-hmm.
What can change the narrative?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that, you know, it's all about balance with anything you do.
Yeah.
So I just want people to know and understand that. You know, and that's what I talk about. I'm like, ooh, wish we had, you know, it's nothing but.
Right.
But we talk about people that graduated and are doing this and doing that. We talk about those things. But we also got to keep it real with some other hard truth that is going on around us, too.
Yeah.
And when some people had to be like, damn, I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well, you're going to learn today. And then what can we do to change the narrative? That's the end game.
Yes.
What can we do to break it down to where is law enforcement doesn't have to pick and choose which 911 calls they go to.
That part.
You know? I mean, these are real issues. Mm-hmm. These are real issues. Are you voting on the 11th?
Yeah.
Some people ain't going to go vote on the 11th.
Yeah. They already done planned out not voting.
Yeah, and then we'll complain if they feel the wrong person got in and like, uh-oh, it's really going to be trouble.
You can't complain.
Right. You could have done your part.
Yep. You didn't.
You can legally vote.
Yep.
You could have done your part to help.
Exactly.
You can help get the word out. Hey, you know it's early voting still going on, right?
No lies detected.
August 11th is the actual election.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a very important election.
Yep.
Now, we can't tell you who to vote for. I know who I'm voting for.
I know who I'm voting for.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, these are real things.
Yes.
And some people are, man, why are they talking about politics? Because they affect us.
Yeah, so we talk about
a plethora of things.
A cornucopia.
Yeah. So just understand that. It ain't, you know, trust and believe. I'd love to not have to hear that three people were killed in this mass shooting and several others injured. Forgot what state it was. But, yeah, it's like we don't – I don't get joy out of hearing that they was on Water Street clowning again.
Right.
They was on Brady Street clowning again. Somebody got shot at Sherman Park.
See, we didn't, we didn't even talk about the last Brady Street incident. We got to go to break.
Yeah. See? But yeah, so that's what it is.
We didn't talk about that one.
Yeah. So we got to take care of some bills and we'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, Truth in the Morning.
Would you say this was Milwaukee Mayberry?
Listen, shout out to Aaron and Sam. Great morning. Love
so
you.
Pleasant. It's all pleasant here. Nothing happens here.
Right. But LaRon Taylor said, I was being facetious or sarcastic. He said, I appreciate all the news that you bring. The other shows glaze over it like Milwaukee is Mayberry.
It's Mayberry.
Yeah. Aaron and Sims said, I got a couple of days to figure out who I'm voting for. Minister Kevin said, keep talking about what we need to hear, fam.
Yeah.
The hard hands and the prayer hands.
By the way, y'all, Election Day is, I think it's like 9 days away now.
Something like that. It's on the 11th.
It's on the, listen.
Do your math.
I don't know what, whatever. Go vote on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Go vote. We ain't telling you who to vote for. We could tell you, though. I can help you out. But I'm just saying, go vote.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You know, you have the right. Exercise your right to vote.
I'm going to take a flight.
On the 11th.
I'm going to take a flight when I go vote.
You're going to take a flight?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you flying to?
D.C.
Mm. Okay. Did y'all catch that? That was stealth. That was good stealth.
Thank you.
That was a good one. I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah.
Stealth mode in action.
Yeah.
I get it from Bank.
My vote has been secured.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He came in here the other day with Sherwin. We had a whole conversation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yep.
It's been secure.
You got a couple of things.
You're cutting in him.
That you'll have to.
Your people.
Edit. It's a couple of things. You had to edit the language, but comments on the Truth Talk text
line. Yeah.
I can edit it for you.
Let me see here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, Big C said, Bailey, help me out. I don't have a clue. Who's the best candidate who is supporting school choice? Homer?
He asked you.
I'm just telling you that.
He said Bailey helped me out.
I'm going to tell you who I vote for.
Okay, because I was about to say, like, hold on, you. He said Bailey.
I'm going to tell you who I vote for.
Who? Is it a comic book?
I'm taking a flight to D.C. with you, Homer.
Okay.
We're on the same flight.
Okay. You know, because you know they got DC Comics, right?
Yeah, they do have DC Comics. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Big C also has something else to say. Excuse me. I can edit it for you if you like in the comment before that.
Okay. He has to say this about the...
Mackenzie Crittenden
that allegedly the smothered her baby.
Yeah, baby gone.
Yeah.
And she, in the criminal complaint, they got her word saying that, she did that.
Okay. Excuse my language, but that be crazy. Somebody need to keep hugging her until she completely passes out.
Yeah. Hug her until she constantly passes out.
Uh-huh.
And
Stacy said, morning. It's effing sad. Everyone wants to have sex. And then a child is produced mostly unwantingly. Then treat the child as if they're taking care of them because they have to, but not out of love. Lock that at lock them up.
Lock their asses up. I'll say it. I'll take it. listen, this evening, this afternoon, later this afternoon, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., of course, the tap in with Jazz Silers from 4 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. But, yep, secret's out. I will be...
Was that a secret?
Yeah, it was. Nobody knew. Even though we took a poll, nobody knew. From 4 to 6 p.m.,
okay.
She will be joined by me, legendary Homer Blow, from 4 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
Learn about the journey. Some of you will learn new things. Some of you will be like, yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
You know, so again, up next after us, the award-winning Truth with Sherwin Hughes from 9 a.m. to noon, followed up by the Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon from noon to 2, their new hours. And then Manon Sabir with The Grapevine with his new hours, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., followed up by Tap In with Jazz Tyler from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., all Central Standard Times. I love you, Bailey. What you got?
Trust God, do good. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hashtag that part.
And know that something great is going to happen for you.
That part. You're going to be found out if you are anonymous sitting in a garage.
Ooh!
On whole TV. They'll never know if I sit in my garage and y'all film and just show you. They not going to know who I am.
Yes, they are. They already pulled you into HR.
Shorty Lose, they know, they know, they know. We're about here, y'all. Love you. Peace.